All right. Hey, family, welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor, a creator, and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. So family, first things first, let's go ahead and knock out our goodies. These are goodies, treats, things we have going on within the company that we want to share and make available to you. And number one, that is our membership community. If you are a fan of this podcast or are about to be a fan of this podcast or are just looking for a community of like-minded sisters to begin to grow and develop and mature in your walk with the Lord, answer some triggering questions, really heal, receive mentorship, group coaching, have further conversations past what we just get to talk about in these podcast episodes, then our membership community is the perfect place for you. Please join us. We have Bible studies, live lessons, live Q&As around this particular podcast episodes, and so much more. And so if you would like to be a part of it, then please head to my Instagram page at Samantha Grimes TV. And there is a link in our link tree, and it'll take you to PayPal, and you'll be able to pay your first monthly subscription. And then it will come out every month after that. And you will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours, giving you full access on how to get inside. Okay. That's number one. Now, number two, I am the author of two incredible books. Listen, I'm not saying this because the Lord used me as the writer or as the pen, but I'm saying this because, listen, the Lord really did speak and minister, and really is Him that wrote these books. And if I'm honest, as much as I wrote it, I still need to go back to it and read it. And sometimes I do go back to it, and I am blessed all over again. I wrote two books. The first one is called Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. Family, and we're actually going to get into a little bit today, but we don't understand the importance of love in our life. Giving it, but most importantly, receiving it, and receiving it first from the Father. Many of us feel like we got that down pat. We got it in the bag. Give me something deep. Give me some. That is deep, because we ain't got it. Not really. It would reflect in our life if we did. The Bible says, and the greatest of these is love. If you're not trying to pursue this revelation, all other revelations become trivial. So I highly recommend this book. It is a devotion style book. Each chapter is a day, and after each day are 2 to 3 discussion questions that are specific, that help you really work through some mental blockage, as well as prayers to really begin to prompt you into the secret place and really letting the Father do the surgery that's needed. My second book is called Significant: Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Getting Back into Your Day One Significance. And family, there are some specific things that we need to hit if we really want to conquer low self-esteem and you really want to begin to step back into your significance. Understanding where that is rooted from, what that means, what that looks like, and what lies we need to face and speak to that mountain and command it to move. This book is perfect for that kind of journey. And I highly recommend both of my books. Both of them are available on Amazon.com, as well as Kindle if you want it right now. Okay. As well as, family, we have launched recently our first wellness product. And that is the name of our wellness product line is Pampered Beauty. And in that, we have a hair and scalp oil. Make this brief, but about 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a dream, giving me the formulation for this hair and scalp oil. And it was just a family thing. I was just using it on myself, my husband, and my kids, and we were enjoying it. Our hair was getting thicker and stronger and longer and beautiful. And then the Lord finally opened the door for me to make it public for the world to purchase. And so if you would like to get some, Pamper Beauty actually has its own Instagram because it's so divergent from all the other things we do within our wellness company. And so it's PamperedBeauty24. But you can also go to the mother Instagram at Samantha Grimes TV, go to that link. And Pamper Beauty's link is on there. You can go ahead and purchase it there. It is only $10, which is incredible for the price of natural hair products right now. This is phenomenal. And this product is great. If you look at my hair, if you look at anybody that's using it, like it's a great, listen, it's a phenomenal product. It's going to strengthen your strands. It's going to cause a incredible, gorgeous shine. It's light. That's the number one thing people keep saying. Oh my goodness, it's so light. It's so light. Yes, you don't have to deal with product buildup with this oil. It's meant to complement. It's not meant to create such a presence that now you can't use anything else. Like, it's wonderful. It creates scalp health, and scalp health is what causes our hair to grow. It's help. Y'all, we're coming into the fall and winter season coming soon. It's time for us to fight for our moisture, to seal our ends, all that good, juicy stuff. Family, this is the perfect thing to seal those ends, those protective styles, getting in that scalp, all of it. And so I highly recommend, please go ahead and purchase. And last but certainly not least, book a session with me. Book a session with me. I think for so many, I don't know the last time you really talked to someone. And when I mean talk to someone, I don't mean your girlfriend. I don't even mean a psychotherapist. I mean getting some real deal Christian counseling. Having someone with the Holy Ghost help you work through, help you get to a place of healing, challenging you lovingly, inspiring you, motivating you, supporting you. I know sometimes we get so busy with our life, we give every excuse about why we don't need to talk to someone. But finally, sometimes our stuff gets so loud on the inside, it reminds us it's time to talk to someone. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And sometimes we are struggling with the love that we give to others because we have not first loved us. And you have to love yourself enough to let yourself deal with what needs to be dealt with and not let it continue to bully you. So I highly recommend sessions. Visit our website, www.sgls.info, and you can book a one-on-one Christian counseling session or a wide variety of life coaching sessions in different areas that you are looking for as well for women. And yeah, those are all of our goodies. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to just talk. Okay. Boom. Okay. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, you're amazing. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're faithful. You're holy. You're righteous. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're wonderful. You are love personified. You are the best thing that ever happened to us. You are the best thing about us. And Father, right now we invite the Holy Spirit even the more into this episode. We know you're already here with us, Holy Ghost, but we invite you even the more, laying out the red carpet, asking that you would lead the charge. Holy Spirit, there's something that needs to be said, and there's something that needs to be received specifically. So Father, I pray now, Father, that you would cause, God, the grace to receive and the grace to pour be upon myself and those that are listening. Let every heart, Father God, be conducive. Let every heart be conducive, Father God, to what it is that you are saying. I thank you that every person listening, Father, be touched, ministered, healed, inspired, impacted, supernaturally changed. I pray now for the supernatural anointing and grace, Father God, of a counselor, Father God, of a coach. Most importantly, I pray, God, let it be all of your words and none of my own coming out of my mouth, God, in this episode. And I thank you now, Father God, that your kingdom will be advanced and your children will know how deeply that you love them. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you that this is so now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, so this is an important conversation. I want to talk about loving what you do. And I don't know, I think the world's perspective on that is a little split and a little bit perverted, not as usual. But I think it's important to understand the value of this position in your business. We're still continuing our series. This season is all about kingdom entrepreneurship. And so we're hitting so many different aspects and variables of that journey. And, you know, I'm gonna be honest, it would be easy to just come on here and just give you strategy after strategy after strategy on strategy for business. And I think you have a lot of that. But these are, I think these are the conversations that aren't being had about business, or maybe aren't being had from the lens of the Father. So we're doing the stuff, but we're not necessarily satisfied. We're not happy. It may or may not be working. Your anxiety is high. It's just not what you thought. You don't feel how you once felt about it. All the things. So I want to start here. I was maybe about 2 days ago. I had I was home. I was working from home that day, and my son was home with me. And my son is 1 year old. And he loves to run. Like he's at the age where he doesn't want nobody to hold him unless it's time to go to bed. He just wants to run all day, every day. And so I'm giving him the chance to run around the living room, doing a lot of ah-ahs, because, you know, they at that age, they're picking up things that do not belong to them. They're doing things that they shouldn't do. And I remember I looked at my son and I got a little emotional, just being honest. And I got emotional because I love him. I love him in a way that I can never explain. I love him in a way that I can't love my daughter. And I love my daughter in a way that I can't love my son. And the feeling that I got wasn't just that I love him, but the feeling that I got was I was so grateful that I get to love him. I get the privilege and the honor for the rest of my life to love him. And I want to make you think for a minute. And I wrote an entire book on the importance of receiving the love of God. But there's also the concept of being a lover. And the concept of being a lover deals heavily with what we give, as not so much about what we're getting. Now, hear me. This in no way, okay, no way means that we don't want love or don't need love. But I think the problem that we have in this area of life is that we live a life so gung-ho on making sure we're never being played, on making sure we're never being manipulated, on making sure we're never being lied to, and making sure so we don't get the privilege and the honor to freely love without looking over our shoulder. We don't get the opportunity to freely love without fear. We don't get the opportunity to freely love without even thinking about what I'm going to get in return. And the problem with that is that your soul is wired to love. See, we say things like God is love personified. He is love personified. So much and so that everything about us, our very existence, was rooted in love. And so since I am a created being, created from love, then there is something in my soul that needs to love and love freely. And when that is blocked up, it doesn't just hurt the person that's not getting the love, but it essentially hurts the lover. It hurts the lover. The world likes to convince you. I don't give them too much. Don't love them too much. Don't do too much because then what if they play you? Then now you did all this loving and look what you got in return. Because you don't understand the concept of loving and being loved, knowing and being known. And because that revelation has not hit home, now everything is, let me make sure I'm not being played. Let me tell you something. You will never lose out in loving. And what I mean by that is, I'm not saying somebody is not going to think that they're playing you or whatever. But it will always be good for your soul to love them. Even when God tells us to back away from people, even when God tells us do not cast your pearls before swine, even when God says all these things, even if God may be in a situation where God makes you separate, completely end a relationship, he never asks you to stop loving them. He asks you to stop doing certain actions that are not safe or unwise or whatever the situation may be. But we always get to love. Even in our forgiveness, it is removing the barrier so that we can continue to love, because our soul needs it. Our spirit needs it. Think about every person in your life that you love. Now think about what it would be like if you were unable to love them. Like it was cold, it was stone, it was just not there. Yes, that would be hard on them, but my God, would that be hard on you? There are people, I'm going to be real transparent, I don't like too much, but oh, do I love them. Because I don't like certain ways. I don't like the areas that need deliverance. Okay. I don't like certain habits. Like that's human nature. But I don't treat anybody poorly. I love you. Even if I have to be distant, I love you. That is never gonna change. How I engage with you, some people you gotta be with a long-handed spoon, some people you can be close to, some people you gotta be far. Some people you can have a little bit of boundaries, some people you gotta have a lot of boundaries. Every situation and relationship is different. But I love you. I love you with the fullness of love. And maybe in my actions, the things that I can do that are wise, I will do. Even if that wise thing is, I'm just going to continuously pray for you. I'm going to continuously have good thoughts towards you. I'm going to continuously believe the absolute best about you because I love you. I get to love. It satisfies my soul. It washes something. It cleanses something. It changes something. I looked at my child who was probably about to do something he wasn't supposed to do because he's one and he's curious and he's an explorer. My daughter can make a huge mess and I'm frustrated with her and I love her. Oh, and I get to love her. I get to love her when she's been good, and I get to love her when she hasn't been good. I get to love her when she knows what she's doing, and I get to love her when she doesn't know what she's doing. I get to love my husband. That's an adult relationship, right? And he's imperfect, and I'm imperfect. He's going to do something really imperfect, and I know I'm going to do something really imperfect, and we might get on each other's nerves at some point and all the things. And I get to love him even then. And I know that may sound backwards to some of you, because it's just like, no, he's getting on your nerves. What you mean you get to love him? Oh no, this is happening. What do you mean you get to? I'm trying to tell you the way we are set up as humans. We got to love. People who are cold and out, like they don't love and they don't like nobody and they got it and they good, they are far more suffering than the people that they are trying to hurt. That's the truth. They are like a glass with a tiny little crack in it. And the crack is getting bigger and 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 bigger before you know what they are cracking. And they can't figure out because you're withholding from yourself. Like unforgiveness, bitterness, that kind of thing, like that, you know, I just wish they weren't so young, and I don't want to, yeah, it's tearing you to pieces. It is. It's tearing you up. I know you don't think so. I know I don't feel like it. I know you can just roll your eyes and look the other way. And I'm telling you, it is. And you're going to look up and wonder how I got here. Why am I on this rant? Because love, because we are wired to love, that means that comes to your business and your career too. I don't mean, and I think you already know this, I do not mean love your business or your career more than you love God. Absolutely not. But you have to love what you do. So many people, the reason, the number one barrier that they can't get the strategy, the number one barrier, whether having a hard, difficult time with the psychology of money, the number one barrier of what you do not like it, let alone love it. You're just doing it to make a buck. You're just doing it to tell your friends you in entrepreneurship too. You just doing it to do. When people tell me what they do, I'm like, oh, but do you love it? That's what I ask. Do you love it? Because baby, that'll make you a millionaire. Even if you have no idea what you're doing. I mean, you are absolutely clueless. Do you love it? Think about all the millionaires who didn't even go to college. He just loved computers. So many people are trying to figure out, like, what do I want to do in business? Where do I want my footing to go? What do I want to do? What do you love? What are you crazy about? Not what's going to make you rich quick. Because guess what? It's supposed to make you rich quick, and it's making other people rich quick, but for some reason, it ain't making you rich quick. What's the problem? I'm doing the same strategy, the same stuff. I can tell you don't like this. I can tell you you're invested in the payout. You're not invested in the thing. Let me tell you something. In my business, right, I am a coach and I'm a counselor. And I have a wellness company. And as a coach and as a counselor, I am helping people to get well from the outside to the inside. Let me tell you something. I love it. I do it in my sleep. I do it for no reason. Each client that I get, as much as, yes, I need you to pay your bill. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I have financial goals. Yeah, you absolutely. I believe in streams of revenue. Okay, to God be the glory. I believe in all of it. I am invested in you. I love helping you. There's something that it satisfies in me, even though this is all about you. And whatever you do, it don't even have to make sense to other people. Why you love that? That ain't special. How is that changing the world? Bump them. Like, do you love it? Do you even like it? Listen, you can't just do something to do it. You can't just do something just because you may have a trade or a degree attached to it. There are people who have degrees go into their field and they're about to have emotional breakdowns. Because they got into it for all the wrong reasons and they have the education. This is not about your ability. Let me tell you something. You are made in the image and the likeness of a multifaceted and multidimensional God. I've talked about this before. So because of that truth, okay, because of that truth, there's a lot of things that you can do and do well. There's nothing you can't learn. There's no skill you can't attain. But you can fully be great at something and your spirit and soul is completely disconnected from it because you ain't supposed to be doing this. You just can. You just can. There are people, they can just do hair. They don't know why they can do hair. They can do hair. They hate it. But they can do hair. They don't need to be a hairstylist. They just can. And if push come to shove, baby, they know how to do something to their own head. So they don't never have a bad hair day. They do not need to open a shop. They may be called to be an engineer. But you can do hair. You see what I'm saying? And so when it comes to your business, you have to love it. You have to love it. I don't mean an unhealthy, an unholy love. I mean Listen, the more you pursue God and make him first, he will cause you to fall in love with the thing that he has purposed you for in whatever arena that thing may be. So listen, you have to love it, and then you have to get in a place of stewardship of that love. Listen, when you love something, you cannot feel like doing it and still do it. I know nobody ever told you that. I know nobody ever told you that you cannot feel like doing what you love and you love it all at the same time. Because remember, we had the talk last week. I don't know if you heard the talk last week. I talked about how you can do more than one thing at the same time. You do not have to do either or. You do not have to pick one. You don't have to pick one. You don't. Now, I know it may shock y'all. I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like coaching. I don't feel like counseling. I don't feel like working, helping nobody work through nothing. I don't feel like having a type of, you know, deep conversation. But I can still do it on the days I don't feel like it. And on the days that I am just crazy about it, I love it. And it goes deeper than all of that. And I really just wanted to take a moment on this in this season that we're talking about, especially as we transition and we talk about maybe some more logistical, more number-based things. Family, if this ain't at the door, there are other conversations we just can't have. I can't tell you a 1-2-3 strategy. And you don't even like this. Man, it goes from my passion to my homework. Remember in school, primary school? Okay. You didn't mind homework from your favorite subject, did you? Matter of fact, you felt confident about tests. You felt confident about work. Because, baby, I got this. This is my favorite subject. I love language arts. I love math. I love, you know what I'm saying? But you was ticked off if science gave you homework, because you can't stand science. If math gave you homework, don't have a teacher you can't stand. Oh, that's the homework. You side-eye it when you open your book. I can't believe I'm doing this mess. You lucky I got to do this. Because I'm in school. Because my mama told me I had to. Like, you lucky. Because you got to love it. That has to be at the door. That has to be at the door. Listen, when you love something, you'll keep pursuing it even if it's not successful right away. When you love something, You can't bring yourself to meditate on all the people who don't think that you should be doing. Baby, that ain't none of my business. That's their personal life and conversation. I can't bring myself to not do this. You know, there are phenomenal. I'm letting spirit lead me. You know how many phenomenal kitchen beauticians there are? That's people who do hair in their kitchen. They don't have a license yet. They don't have a shop. They don't have an opportunity or a door. But baby, they get excited. They think about hair. They think about the details. They make a comfortable space for their clients. And while they're, you know, maybe at some point will pursue a license, maybe they don't. But they can't bring themselves to feel bad for being a kitchen beautician because they just love it. Like, I know I probably should get a license. And I still recommend, please go do that. Thank you very much. Go get a license. But I can't make myself stop doing this. I do it with the least amount of effort. I do it with the most effort. So we hear that terminology, I do it with the least amount of effort. Yeah, but when you love it, you're going to put a lot of effort into it. Side note, y'all, when I was an undergrad, and we had to be kind of projects together and different things that were in my field and are actually, I still do now. I'm going to be very transparent. There were things I didn't have to try as hard as some of my classmates did because I was gifted in that area. So I knew, that, and I don't even say I knew, there were moments and times where I got so busy, baby, I pulled something out from my neck, okay? It was not that detailed, but it impressed my professor so greatly. And I'm like, girl, I was just, you know. Versus somebody else spent weeks and months on that. And it was not the same, you know what I'm saying? But outside of that, there were a lot of times where I got a project or something I had to work on or something I had to do. And I knew that I could probably be great very easily, but I pushed past what was easy for me and I challenged myself because I really enjoyed doing it. It was about me. I know I can get an A with the bare minimum here. I'm aware, but for me, I got to go further because I really like this. I really enjoy this. I'm excited about it. I'm still watching it or engaging in it past what my professors think or have to say. I love it. And so there's some things I want to harp on real quick. While I have you. I only have two major points. I may end up having more because y'all know me. But number one is you got to let love carry you. Okay. Many people are trying to run and build businesses on just grit, on just blood, sweat, and tears, on just, let me be honest. Some people are trying to build something to prove something to somebody else. They are working hard so that they can look and have an image of success before somebody else. Because they're supposed to, because their parents pushed them into it, because X, Y, and Z. And as much as that seems like a major motivator, because that is a shaky table, it will lead you to burnout. Okay? I know, taking on the Christian side, I know people in ministry who are striving in ministry because they are the kids of ministers. Because at church has been their whole life and this is what you do. And then you're experiencing burnout because now once has it been this is what God has called me to do. And I let God do the work in my heart where I loved serving him. And I love serving him in this capacity that if nobody paid me and if nobody paid me any attention, I would still be doing it with great joy unto the Lord, because I love the Lord and I love the assignment that he has given me. Let me just be real. Some of us, even in ministry, y'all, because ministry, I know this is up. We're talking about business this season, but for some of you, your business is in ministry, technically, you know, and often when it comes to ministry, the stipulations seem different. I have to. It can even be a little religious. You know, I have to because God. Some of you have assignments that you're not happy with. You don't like that you're a prophet. You don't like that you're an apostle. You don't like that you're a teacher. You don't like this big call because you don't want the warfare. You don't want the experience. And you have not given God a yes because one, you trust him. But bigger than that, let him change your heart to where you are grateful for your assignment. You are like many people don't get there. They just say, okay, God said it. I don't want to get in trouble with God, so I'm going to go do it. And God's using you, but you're bitter. And so the prophetic words you're releasing are being released through the filter of your bitterness. You're preaching through the filter of your bitterness. You're singing through the filter of your bitterness. Because understand, we don't serve a God that's trying to give you a punishment or a homework or a death sentence. We serve a God of love. We serve a God who's all about pleasure. Y'all, I'm keeping PG. The God of heaven created sex, one of the most pleasurable things on a human's body. God created children. Think about the joy that babies bring to your life. God was the author of fashion. God was the author of food. You can't tell me food don't taste good. You can't tell me that food don't be foodin'. Okay? Your father, okay, the most pleasurable person to ever exist was behind food. Can you? Come on here. Food. So you're telling me that God can't help you love it? You gotta learn to let love carry you, it's going to be love that carries you in your personal life, and it's going to be love that carries you in your business and in your career. It's going to be love. Lord, what did you make me for? And help me to love it. Because you're going to have to love it if it doesn't jump off immediately. You're going to have to love it when you run into problems that you did not foresee, when you run into issues that you didn't have a plan or a strategy for. You're going to have to love it when people are trying to convince you to quit. You're going to have to love it when people steal ideas, because let me tell you something, everybody does not believe that God can give them their own thing. Some people will confidently steal and claim that the Lord told them to. Like, let me tell you something. You're going to have to love it and keep going when it seems like your idea or whatever is redundant. I think about people who have the same vision and mission and mom and pop statement all these years later. And you know how many people have made them feel like, no, come into the 21st century. Come. This is what we're doing now. This is trending. This is popping. And then they chose to be timeless. They chose to keep it classic. That's what they chose to do. And they needed to be, they needed to love that. They need to fall in love with that. So that you can stand when the whole world is telling you that you need to bow to whatever the world is preaching at that moment. You gotta learn how to let love carry you. Okay. And my second point, and I'm going to try to end here. We're going to see what the Holy Ghost does. But my second point is, you got to let love create inspiration. Here's the thing. It is easy, especially when building a business, to get into a rhythm of how you do your business and everything is working and everything is flowing and you got client retention and you have the numbers and you have the cash flow and you have the revenue and you feel uninspired. It doesn't mean you don't love it anymore. It means you are uninspired. That's the stewardship aspect of love. And so let love make you a student of whatever it is you do. Like love keeps you inspired. And what does that even mean? Love leads you to be inquisitive. Love leads you to be curious. Love leads you to learn. Let me tell you something. I sing, okay? I listen to a lot of different singers often. And there are certain singers that when I hear them sing, I want to sing. I'm immediately inspired by them. I probably can't sing like them and they can't sing like me. But the point is that because I so love it, I want to learn of it. And sometimes we're not learning of what we do because you don't like it. Let me tell you something. It's because it's trendy and people making money off it right now. What happens when the fanfare dies down and people aren't interested in that thing anymore? What's going to carry you? What's going to keep you inspired to become innovative and ingenuitive around that thing? You have to love this. Some people, the reason that they're constantly learning is not, they have nothing to prove. They just love it. Oh, that's fun. I want to learn to do that. Oh, yeah. You can be like a kid in a candy store with your business. You can be like a kid in a candy store with the work that you do. I can't tell you, I'm honest, I can't tell you how many books that I read that help me better understand the psychology of women. I can't tell you how many podcasts I listen to that help me engage in the right type of mindset and conversation, as well as the conversations and the business meetings that I'm having with my father that make me a better coach, make me a better counselor, and make me a better businesswoman. And if a program comes up that I really want to get into or more education, oh, I'll pay for it. I'll go after it if I think it's really worth it and valuable and spirit led. But at the end of the day, what is my driving force? Not because I got to be better than this other coach or counselor over here. Not because I got something to prove to somebody over here. No, I love this. I love other things too, but I love this. Love yourself enough to fall in love with whatever it is God is gracing you to do. All right, family, we're going to leave it there. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.